Prince, this incident is from the summer of 2021. You remember? Zoom classes and lockdowns for my kids. And I remember taking my daughters to the park every evening for just for them to get some exercise. A few other kids would also join in. And on some of these evenings, the trainer, coach, or speaker and me would rise up to the occasion and say, hey guys, you know, after they've done all their exercise and they're playing, let's have a little public speaking exercise. So I'd give these kids a little phrase and I'd give them some time to think about it. And then I'd say, okay, all of you, so there was a little stage in the park. All of you have to come up on the stage and speak on your word, on that phrase for 2 minutes. It was quite a fun activity for them. They were very engaged. And all I wanted to do was just make them a little bit more confident in expressing their point of view. That particular day, I don't know, for some reason, one of the first words that came to my mind was champion. So without thinking much, I said, hey guys, here's your word. You know, think about and create your 2 minute speech on the word champion. And we started this competition with a few of the older girls who were friends with my daughters. And they talked about how a certain sports person was their champion. One of them said her pet dog was her champion. Grandparents, we've had a variety of answers. So when my daughter's turn came, my little one, when they went up on stage to talk, my older one, Kudrat, she said, my dad is my champion. So the next 2 minutes she spoke about that. My younger one, Anahita, she spoke about how her sister is her champion, how she, her sister, despite all the fights that they have, her sister backs her up on everything. Listening to Kudrat, my older daughter, for the next 2 minutes, my friends, it filled me up with pride, joy, and a sense of responsibility too. The responsibility to be the right kind of a father, the responsibility to be the right kind of a role model, the realization that I'm going to leave a lifelong powerful impact on this child. This poem is titled The Responsibility of Fatherhood by Edgar Albert Guest and echoes the same sentiment. Before you came, my little lad, before you came, my little lad, I used to think I was good. Some vicious habits too I had, but wouldn't change them if I could. I held my head up high and said, I'm all that I have need to be. It matters not what path I tread, but that was before you came to me. I treated lightly sacred things and went my way in search of fun. Upon myself I kept no strings and gave no heed to folly done. I gave myself up to the fight for worldly wealth and earthly fame and sought advantage, wrong or right. But that was long before you came. But now you sit across from me. Your big brown eyes are opened wide. And every deed I do, you see. And oh, I dare not step aside. I've shaken loose from habits bad. And what is wrong, I've come to dread. Because I know, my little lad, that you will follow where I tread. I want those eyes to glow with pride. In me, I want those eyes to see the while we wander side by side, the sort of man I'd have you to be. And so I'm striving to be good. And so I'm striving to be good with all my might, that you may know when this great world is understood, what pleasures are worthwhile below. I see life in a different light. I see life in a different light from what I did before you came. Then anything that pleased seemed right, but you are here to bear my name. And you are looking up to me with those big eyes from day to day. And I'm determined not to be the means of leading you astray. And I'm determined not to be the means of leading you astray. Edgar Albert Guest. Being a father, my friends, is a privilege and a responsibility. Because of our young ones, I don't think they're likely to follow our advice and our sermons, but they're highly likely to follow who we are. Fatherhood, my friends, is a calling to become a better human being, a commitment to self-improvement. Thank you for watching.